This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the way I've presented it this year is a little bit different than how I presented it in previous years, where I go through them, the different categories of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've established for you 12 different categories for His names subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday, or Thursday, or Friday, forgive me, and today, we're in the category of attributes of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within that category, there are a number of names that we talked about. His name, Al-Khaliq. And I talked about Al-Bari' and Al-Musawwir yani, as well, because they, yani, there are names that kind of fall under Al-Khaliq. And today, I want to talk about Ismullah Al-Badiyah. Ismullah Al-Badiyah. It's a very beautiful name. Today, the name is all, it's just beauty. It's a name that means beauty, produces beauty, and it pushes us to appreciate the beauty of what He made, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in the Quran twice, where He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, badi'u samawati wal ard, wa idha qadha amran fa innama yaqulu lahu kun fayakun. Badi'u as in the innovator, or the inventive one. From the word badi'u, we understand the word ibda'a, which is creativity, when you produce something that is creative and beautiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within that meaning, He is the innovator. He's the one who innovated everything in this world with no previous example. So al-badi'ah, this is how you define it, is the one who invented and innovated all of creation with no previous example. So badi'u samawati wa ard, the inventor and innovator of the cosmos and the earth. And once He gives a decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of anything, then all it takes is for Him to say, kun, be, and it will be. Badi'u samawati wal ardi, anna yakunu lahu waladun walam takul lahu sahibah, wa khalaqa kulla shay'in wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. The innovator of the cosmos and the earth, how is it that you are giving Him a son, and He is not one who has a spouse, and He created everything, and He is the omniscient, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that we create as human beings, everything we make, everything we do, it's all some degree of repetition. We're copying from something. The plane. We didn't take that out of nowhere. The plane looks like a bird. The helicopter, it looks like certain insects. A submarine, a car. Everything that we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made something similar to it that we just replicated. We just took from the design of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and then we tried to replicate or duplicate that design, and we ended up with something that we created. The most creative amongst us are those who are able to take different patterns of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and put them together in a way that's a little bit different, and then produce something out of that. But we don't have the ability as human beings to create from nothing, to innovate or invent without there being a previous example. This is a simple, it's a hard yani, fact about who we are as human beings. Like, no matter how innovative you are, at the end you're going to go off some previous example, something that you heard at some point, or someone who did something, and you're drawing an analogy or a parallel or a parable to something that you had seen before. And this is not something to take away from the effort that people put into their work. And it's not something to make you feel less about it. It allows you to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an aspect of His magnificence subhanahu wa ta'ala that sometimes goes, in my opinion, yani, unnoticed. Al-Badi' is not a name that is talked about often. It's not when you go through a series of Asma'ullah al-Husna, usually it's not one that takes a lot of space. But I think there's a perspective here that is being missed. That yes, He created subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also equally important, it's also something He invented and innovated. There was no previous example to any of it. He just made it subhanahu wa ta'ala from nothing. Usually your first attempt at creating something isn't that great. Yani, the first poem you write, the first painting you draw, yani, it's usually not amazing. You require a couple of times in a row before you can get something going. It gives you a little bit of you develop a little bit of a style, right? Something that kind of is a trademark to your work. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no previous example, no coaching, and no requirement of multiple creations for it to work, innovated all of this. And really, studying his name is Al-Badi'a is just going through the verses of the Quran that talk about the beauty of what he made, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to start by quoting for you the verses that we had the pleasure of going over, yani at the beginning of Ramadan on the weekend post Fajr, yani Dars. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alif Lam Mim Ra, tilka ayatul kitabi, walladhi unzila ilayka min rabbika al-haqq, walakinna akthara an-nasi la yu'minun. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh wa sakhkhara ash-shamsa wal-qamara kullun yajri li ajalin musamma yudabbiru al-amr yufassilu al-ayati la'allakum bi liqa'i rabbikum tuqinun. Allah is the one who lifted and held the cosmos and the skies above us without pillars that you see, and he put at your service the sun and the moon, each run to a destination that only he knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes care of the matter, and he details for you the signs, so that maybe you will find in your heart the ability to be certain about the fact that you will meet him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْهَارًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. And he is the one who spread the earth in front of you, and he put upon it pillars of mountains and rivers. And from each type of fruit there are two species, or there are two zawjain, two types. He has night cover day and day cover night. Indeed, within that, there are signs for those who contemplate. And on earth, there are pieces of land, one beside the other. And gardens of vine and palm trees and plants. And they have similar or the same roots, or they have separate roots. And they're all irrigated by the same type of water, yet some of them taste better than others. Indeed, within that, there are signs for those who have thought. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سُبَاتًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَاللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَ كَثِيرًا. You not see how your Lord spread shade for you. And if he wanted, he would have made it consistent or stagnant, but he made sure that it was the sun that dictated where and how it would look. And then he drew it closer to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day. And he is the one who made the night a time for you to rest, and he made your sleep a time for you to relax, and he made the day a time for you to be resurrected and for you to live. And he is the one who sent through his winds the aspects of his mercy. And he descended from the sky water that will bring back life to a dead piece of land so that it may feed many creations and many people. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطُفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. He created the cosmos and the earth through حق. He is elevated upon that or beyond that which they accuse him of. He created the human being from a sperm, from nutfa. And then he grew into someone who is capable of arguing and debating and discussing and rejecting signs. وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ وَمَنَافِعُ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. He created livestock for you. And within them, you find warmth and you find benefit and you eat from them. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ. And you find beauty within them. حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ. When you rest during travel and you look at them. وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. And when you send them to graze in the land. وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ. And they carry you to a place that you would have never been able to arrive on your own if you were to walk on your feet. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Indeed, your Lord is the most tender and the most merciful. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَةً وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And horses and mules and donkeys for you to ride and for you to enjoy looking at them, because they're an adornment of this world and they're beautiful. And he creates that which you have not discovered yet.
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٌ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Allah is the one who will guide you the way, and some will not find that. And if he wanted, he would have forced guidance upon you.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لَكُم مِّنْهُ شَرَابٌ وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ.
He is the one who descended from the sky water. From it you drink, and from it he will bring trees so that you may walk under their shade and enjoy their beauty.
يُنبِتُ لَكُم بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ.
He will bring for you from the ground with that water plants and olives and palm trees, and from all of the different plants that you will, and all the different fruits that you will witness on this earth.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Indeed, within that there's a sign for those who will contemplate and reflect.
وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
He put at your service the sun and the moon and day and night, and he made sure that the stars are there for your service. Indeed, within that there are many signs for those who can think, engage in thought.
وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ.
And everything that he put on earth for you, the different species and different types.
إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
Indeed, there's a sign for those who are capable of reflecting and remembering.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا.
And he put at your service the sea, and from it you will take meat that you can eat and pearls that you can wear.
وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
You will see the ships as they sit on top of the water and don't sink, and for you to go and use that as means to find his rizq and his provision, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for you to be grateful.
وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ وَأَنْهَارًا وَسُبُلًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
He put on earth pillars of mountains to keep the earth stable so it does not move as you walk on it. And he put rivers and he put pathways so that you can find your way and your destinations.
وَعَلَامَاتٍ. And he gave you signs.
وَمِنْ نَجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. And with stars they find their way.
أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ.
Is the one who creates equal or similar to the one who can create nothing?
أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Do you not remember?
وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And if you count the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to end or finish that calculation. It's not tangible, it's too much of it. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. His innovation subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just beautiful, but it's also endless. There's no end to it. The more we look, the more we find. The more we search, the more we witness of the invention and beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything upon. Yani, this aspect of life, in my opinion, this is one of the most important aspects of being alive, is this opportunity that you have to witness the beauty of what he made, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just, you have that at the tip of your fingers. Today, you can walk out after this daras and you can stand outside and you can just look at the sky for a few moments. And you can just witness the different colors that exist, the horizon at the east as the sun is slowly coming up. And you'll see these grays of colors that exist. Where do you think we figured out all of this? He subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure all these colors were a part of his creation that you could look at. His innovation subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yumal, you never get bored of it. People, why do you think people love traveling so much? When you travel, you get to go and you get to see what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on this earth. You get to witness it, you get to experience something that you you're not experiencing in the place that you're in. And no matter how many times you do it, no matter how many places you go, you stand in awe of the beauty of what you see. I remember the first time I saw the ocean. I'd seen the Mediterranean and I'd seen the Red Sea. I'd never seen the ocean before. Went to Halifax back in 2016 or something for an interview that they rejected me for. I ended up going, and it was early January, and just for a moment, we drove by the ocean. We didn't stop it, and I'll never forget the magnificence of this ocean. And I was with my aunt, and she's not Muslim, and it just came out. Yani, I couldn't. I looked. I said, Subhanallah, Jalla Jalalullah, Ajib. I just looked at something and just tasbih. It was magnificent. And she was, yani, what are you saying? So I explained. She wasn't impressed, but yani, I explained to her what it is that I was saying. Because Subhanallah is just something beautiful. His ibda', his creativity, his innovation, Subhanahu wa Taala, is something that we just, from the smallest things, he will show you a degree of innovation and invention that is difficult. That's why when he in the Quran at the beginning, right? Inna Allah la yastahyi an yadriba mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. Indeed, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not take shame in giving you a parable or example regarding a mosquito or anything that is smaller than it. فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فِي الصِّغَرِ, anything that is not what's sitting on top of it. Again, linguistically, that doesn't work at all. It's whatever is smaller than it. The Arab thought it was ridiculous that he's talking about naml. There's a surah in the Quran called ants. That's what it's called. Ankabut. Right? There's surahs named after insects. The Arab thought this was very weird. These surahs, Naml and Ankabut, are Mecca surahs. They exist later in the Quran, but they exist earlier in Revelation. So that's the Quraysh, when they heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about hatta ida ala wadi an-namli qalat namlatun ya ayyuha an-namlu dukhulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulaymanu. The ant is speaking and there's interest in wa tafaqqada at-tayra fa qala ma li la ara al-hudhud hupo. And when he talks about mathalu alladhina ittakhadhu min dunillahi awliya'a kamathali al-ankabut, he's talking about these small animals or these insects, and the Arab like, what is this Lord that is talking about something that is so insignificant and pathetic? So in a Madani surah later in Surah Al-Baqarah, he'd come back and say, there is no shame. I will give you parables in about a mosquito, and I'll give you parables are things that are smaller than mosquitoes that you can't see. And today when we study these insects, when we study these creations, and we see the intricacies, when we see the detail, and we see the numerous systems that exist within them that allow them to function the way they function, what should happen is that your appreciation for his invention, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should increase. Your appreciation for his name, al-Badi'ah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should exist in your heart, because it's something that أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبًا. Did they not look above them, to the sky, to the cause, how we created it, and we beautified it, and there's nothing wrong with it, there's no deficit in it, and the earth did not see how we spread it in front of them. And we put mountains, and we brought plants from the earth, from every beautiful bahij, from every beautiful type of plant that can be grown. Tabsira, as a reason for you to look, as a reason for you to look with your eyes, basira, so you can look at it. Wa dhikra, and a reminder for every heart, every servant who has a heart that wants to return to their Lord. Wa huwa alladhi anzala mina as-samaa'i ma'a fa akhrajna bihi nabata kulli shay' fa akhrajna minhu khadira نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. Indeed, he is the one who descended water from the sky and extracted from the earth the plant of everything, the seed of everything. And from that he brought green, and from that he brought all the plants and the trees and the palm trees and the vine that are close for you to take and eat. And there's pomegranates and there's olives, and they look similar and they look different from one another. Look at them. Unvuru, look at it. once it's fruitful. Look at it when it's ripe. Look, take a moment and observe the beauty of what it is that you're facing. انظروا إلى ثمره. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح would say, إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. And He loves beauty. The Sahaba were asking about, he had said something عليه الصلاة والسلام about dress code. I find this an interesting phenomenon. The moment you talk about dress code, people get confused and upset. They don't like being told what to wear. Well, back in the time, alayhi salatu wasalam, there's at least four or five hadith where it's not really him talking about dress code, it's people asking about something he said about dress code. Because there was a little bit of confusion. He talked about not wearing something that drags behind you. Today, no one does that because it's, you know, it's filthy and there's no point. But back then, it was a way to establish wealth, that you were so wealthy that your clothing were actually bigger. It was an oversize. Most of the time, you got something smaller because it was cheaper and you didn't have enough wealth for it. But if you had a lot of wealth, you would wear something that would drag. And it was a sign of wealth and status. And the Prophet didn't like it. And he told the Sahaba, don't do that. There's kibr, there's arrogance in that. We don't want that. Don't do that. So they stopped, but then they were still confused because they weren't sure. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, inna ahadana la yuhibbu an yakuna thawbuhu hasana wa na'luhu hasana. Like, we like to wear, you know, nice chic clothing and nice shoes and stuff. Is that okay? Like, what is that, like, also a problem here? فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. He's lovely. And he loves beauty. He loves it. No, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the consequence or the result of His blessing upon his servant. He likes to see that He blessed you and that you took that blessing and you actually, you look good. You take care of yourself. It's not one of His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you study the names, Al-Jameel is not one of them. It's not, you can't use it. Just like there are descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't qualify as a name. They don't say. But in my opinion, this description is a part of His name, Al-Badi'ah, the inventive one, the one who created beauty. Al-Badi'ah, in my, one of the meanings of it, Ibn Hamid al-Ghazali in his book of Asma'ullah al-Husna, Maqsid al-Asna is called. It's a very nice book if you read Arabic. Yeah, it's a short, nice read. You'll find it very beautiful. Al-Maqsid al-Asna is called fi Asma'illah al-Husna. And he talks about al-Badi'ah, and he said, and the way he defines it is the creator of beauty, the producer of beauty. That's why not only is his creation beautiful, but he asks you not only to look beautiful and to dress beautifully, but also to behave beautifully. That's why in the Quran you have these words that are repeated. Fasbir, صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. When it comes to your perseverance, may your perseverance be beautified. That's why Sayyidina Yaqub, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Twice, he lost Yusuf, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. He lost Benjamin, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him back that which he lost. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. You can be perseverant and upset and disgruntled and grumpy and, you know, upset and just difficult to be with because you're in a difficult situation. Or it can be sabrun jameel, where you're perseverant, but you've beautified your perseverance. So you're still smiling, and you're still optimistic, and you're still working towards a goal that you think is worth working for. And you didn't let whatever occurred to you in your life break you and stop you and change who you are. When he talks, subhanahu wa ta'ala, about divorce, when he spoke to the Prophet, talking to the wives of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, سرحوهن سراحا جميلا سراحا جميلا. If you're going to let go, if you're going to divorce, it's تسريح. تسريح means you separate something, and it's going to happen جميلا. It has to be beautified. Meaning the sarah has to be beautified. He doesn't have to talk about the marriage being beautified, because that's human. That's what we. That's where people lose their minds in beautifying things, and that's where they care. Yeah, that's easy. But even when it comes to something as painful and as difficult as divorce, سرحوهن سراحا جميلا. It has to be with beauty. صفح فصفح الصفح الجميل. When you forgive someone or you let go of, do it with beauty. Forgive in a beautified manner. Don't forgive with humiliation. Don't forgive someone and make sure the last, just before you forgive, you give them a nice piece of your mind. Just make sure you just rub it in just one more time. just, you know, push down just once. I'm going to forgive you, so just give me this one, you know, just give me this one moment of, just to get it out of my system. No, if you're going to forgive, فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. If you're going to forgive, then do that in a beautified manner. Don't do it in a way where you're taking something for yourself, you're walking away, you know, make sure there's one last slap before you walk away. No. Even when you decide that you're going to leave a friend or leave someone in your life, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. When you part ways with people, you part ways, you don't agree with someone. Yeah, you work together and you didn't agree. I've seen it happen a million times. Two friends, they work together. Nope, they didn't work out. There's just something missing. They couldn't make it work. What, should we not be friends anymore? No, we part ways. We part ways when it comes to whatever it is that we need to part ways for. Do it in a beautified manner. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا. Do it in a beautified way. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبَعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين.
He's the one who created the seven layers of sky, the cosmos, one upon the other. You do not see, when you look at the creation of the Rahman, you don't see any deficits. So look again, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Look, do you see any futur? Any cracks, anything wrong? ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ. Then look again, look deeper. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا.
Your search for a deficit will come back empty. And indeed, he created the skies and he adorned them. He filled them.
زينة is put something to beautify. زينة بمصابيح, with lights.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُ رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَاعِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
All praise be to Allah, the one who... Fatir is the one who sends something out, it breaks loose. It's like this cosmos and the earth.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
الفاطر is something that was, that existed, but it was confined. It was confined, I think is the word here. It was limited. And then it was released. It was released and it was open and it spread everywhere. So all praise be to the one who released the samawati wal ard. The جَاعِلِ الْمَلَائِكَ, the one who made his angels, رُسُلًا, messengers to his people. This part, why is this part there? أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ, the ones who have wings. مَثْنَى, two. وَثُلَاثَ, and three. وَرُبَاعٍ, four. يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, and he increases within his creation that what he wants. Why? Because there's beauty to it. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would say, رَأَيْتُ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَى الْهَيْئَةِ الَّتِي خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam twice in the way that Allah created him. The first night, the night that we're coming near to, or the night, one of these nights, Laylatul Qadr, when he was in the ghar alayhi salatu wasalam, and if Jibreel alayhi salam would come to him, he'd come unannounced in the middle of the night, and he'd come, yahu sitmi'at janah, yanfadu anha al-yaqutu wal-marjan. He came to him, yasuddu al-ufuq, he was closing the horizon alayhi salam. He had hundreds of wings. Every time he shook them, rubies flew from them. He said, I saw him that way once, and then I saw him that same way, في المعراج, on the ascendance. قال فكان يومها كالحلس البالي من خشية الله. At that time, he wasn't as magnificent. He looked like a scraggly cloth. Out of the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet ﷺ looked back and saw him in his form again, but at that point the Prophet ﷺ was just right where Sidratul Muntaha was, and Jibreel was in a state of reverence and fearfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that magnificent state, he had turned, he'd humbled himself and he looked like a rag, alayhi salam. I love his name Al-Badi'a, and I hope you do too. And the way you live with this name is simple.
take away from his invention and his innovation something for yourself and use it where it should be. Use innovation and creativity where it should be used. Use it in service, in service of others, in the service of people. Be creative in that aspect of things. Be innovative in finding ways to make other people's lives easier, in doing something that is beneficial, in doing something that will help this ummah. Be innovative in that. Don't be innovative in rituals, in religion. Don't change his faith. Don't become creative in figuring out new things that he didn't put there, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He perfected the faith, accept it as it is. There's no need for us to add anything more. There's no need for us to self-harm as an act of worship. There's no need for us to deprive ourselves from things he commanded us to do, subhanahu wa ta'ala, like marriage or like the ability to enjoy. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ Who has the audacity? Who has the bravery? Who dares make haram the adornments of Allah that he put on this planet? Who is going to dare do this? It is for all, and on the Day of Judgment is for the people who believe in him specifically. And then second is just appreciate the beauty of what's there. Have you ever seen a video of a child who's receiving hearing aids for the first time? Ever see that? Yeah, I'm stupid. I watch these things. I look for them. I look for these videos. Someone who doesn't can't see color and is given the glasses, or a child, you know, a two-year-old, and the first time in his life, they put a hearing aid in their ears, and then they hear the voice of their mother. Or they hear sound, and the child is laughing and crying at the same time. And they laugh and cry the same moment because it's just so beautiful. It's just something, yeah, we're used to it, we hear it. Well, maybe not my voice specifically, but it's the ability to hear the sounds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this world that we can appreciate. Beautiful sounds for us. Think about it. Why do birds sound like that? Do they have to sound like that? Creation could have been so much more boring. I mean, maybe at 8 o'clock when you're trying to go to sleep when you're post-call, they don't sound too good to you. But aside from that, it's beautiful sounds. And the human being sometimes just doesn't take a moment to notice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put here in terms of the beauty, the colors and the sounds and just the harmony that everything exists within. As Muslims, we are a part of the universe and we take pride in doing that. We pray based on the sun, we fast based on the moon, we see the clouds, we have a dua, we hear thunder, we have a dua, we see lightning, we have a dua. Everything that happens around us, we're a part of it, we feel connected to it. And we've lost a little bit of that, like over the years, we've lost a little bit of that connection to that surroundings. But I can tell you that the Prophet ﷺ, a part of his character, a very strong part of his character, was his connection to the world around him and his appreciation to the beauty that surrounded him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think it comes from understanding his name, al-Badi'. I'll end with that, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanakallah bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiru wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khair.